Welcome back. 10 minutes after 6 in the a.m. All right, many years ago, I was working at a mortgage collection agency, and the boss was always a stickler about everybody being on time. You got to be at your desk at 8 a.m. No coming in at 8 o'clock and then getting a cup of coffee about it. You got to be at your desk working 8 o'clock. Except for one little problem. He was never on time. Never.
Was the internet invented then? No. Because people obviously,
well, we had
they may
email.
Be at their desks, but they may not be working.
We had emails and that kind of stuff, yes. But, you know, it wasn't like it is now.
Yeah.
No, he was a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Right? Well, he was
the boss. He could
do
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he was a weasel. He was a weaselly kind of guy.
Well, he was in the mortgage collection industry, so of course.
We're all weasels when you're doing that. You know, you're making people's life a living hell for them. Anyway, so one day before he left on a Friday, he was making mention that there was a very important conference call that was going to take place on Monday morning at 8 a.m., all right? And that he needed everybody to wrap up everything and have all the reports in by 5 o'clock on Friday, so that he could have his information that he needed for this 8 o'clock conference call with the big bosses. Well, I knew that he would come in at 7:58 in order to be available for this 8 o'clock conference call. So I went into his office after he left on Friday and used two rolls of tape. You know, the just regular scotch tape.
Uh-huh.
And I cocooned his phone. And I mean really cocooned his phone. I taped the handset all up. I taped the handset to the phone. I taped the phone to the desk. I mean,
obviously, he didn't have a camera in his office.
No. And there were three or four people that saw me do this. And they were just snickering. And sure enough, man, he comes in right at the last minute. The phone starts ringing, and he can't get the phone. He pulls the phone off, rips. I mean, he's cussing like a sailor, rips the phone off. But there's so much phone tape on the receiver and the earpiece, you can't hear or speak. And so he runs into somebody else's office, and of course, it's, you know, why do you have to be in my? Well, because some idiot taped up my. You could just hear him barking. Nobody ratted me out. Everybody is snickering, but nobody ratted me out. Which now brings me to the question. What is the most unprofessional thing that you have ever done at work? Have you ever done anything where you're just like, that was really unprofessional, but funny?
Nothing springs to mind.
Nothing that you want to admit.
Yes.
All right, what did you do? Can you confess as the statute of limitations run out?
This is a joke that's been done at radio stations before the era of computers.
Right.
Where if someone was very unprepared for their newscast, and you'd run over to the teletype machine.
Sure, rip and read.
And you'd rip off sometimes a huge, like you'd be running into the newsroom with a huge trail of paper behind you.
Yeah.
Because the teletype machine is on a continuous roll of paper.
Yes.
Like a thing of towels.
Yes.
So you run into the newsroom and you have a trail. And there have been at radio stations where the trail of paper has been lit on fire by
people. Yes. Okay, now this is not funny because that happened to me like my very first time I'm doing a live read on radio.
That is a common radio prank.
Is it?
But our guy is realizing that the copy behind him is burning. He is trying to get to the commercial in his newscast.
Uh-huh.
And when he finally gets there, he's in a small news booth, smaller than the one that I'm in now.
Right.
And it's filling with smoke while he's in there. So he puts the news copy into the trash can in his newscast, which sets the other paper there on fire.
Absolutely, of course.
During his commercial, he urinated into the trash can.
Well, a man's got to do what a man's got to do in order
to try and put the fire out.
Well, that happened to me at my the very first time I'm doing live. I'm holding the piece of paper just like I'm holding this right here,
uh-huh.
And I'm reading this 30-second commercial. And the guy that was training me on how to run the board walks up and he's just looking at me, pulls out his lighter, and lights the end of the paper while I'm reading it. And I'm like, and I'm panicking because I'm trying to hold it while I'm finishing it. I did the same thing. I threw it in the trash, the big metal trash can, and off it, up it goes. Well, I got our radio station fined because I went, okay, I'm on this, and I grabbed the fire extinguisher that was in the corner.
Yes.
The fire extinguisher had expired like 3 years past. It was done. It was completely empty. And I'm yelling, well, I would use the fire extinguisher if it weren't extinguished, you know, if it weren't expired. Fire department came and did an inspection like 2 days later and fined the radio station because all of the extinguishers were expired.
You know,
all of them.
Radio station fires don't happen very often. But
not
I'm
anymore.
Sure when they do, that's the most...
Oh, God.
The fire marshal, if they hear this story, will probably know to ask, you set the news guy's paper on fire, did you?
Yes, sir. Yes, I did. Well, here are some more interesting things that have happened. People did unprofessional things at work. One guy says, I worked at a place that hosted wedding receptions and caught a coworker napping under one of the tables. I put a tablecloth over it and put the wedding cake on top so he could not escape. He was stuck under there for the entire reception.
Nice.
One guy says, I had to do major work on my company's computer servers where one mistake would have wiped them all out.
Ooh.
I did this while still messed up for prescription ketamine infusion that morning. Nice. This one I love. I locked my boss in a walk-in freezer and was able to convince him that it was an accident. It was not.
I love that.
Another guy says, I work at a hotel. One night, I marked the honeymoon suite as comped and then spent the night up there in the jacuzzi with free wine and the cute bartender.
All right.
I would think that people that work at a place where you have access to many beds, hospitals, nursing homes, hotels, or what have you.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes the rooms get used for...
Nursing homes? What?
Well, I don't...
Baby, we got a bed, and it's a really good bed.
Oh, man.
Why do we have to go back to the Betty White story, huh?
My alarm clock now is ringing loud. Eat my breakfast and be heading out. Turn the station on, I play it loud. They're quite twisted, so they draw the crowds. They are my heroes, man, they are insane. Morning show.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.